the famous scene that every child, every person is familiar with, and that is the scene at the beginning of Parshas Vayera that describes the post-Mila, the post-period after Avraham Avinu's circumcision. And we know, of course, what the Medrash discusses, that God did not want Avraham Avinu to go outside looking for guests, so he brought the son out from the Nartika, from its case, and Avram still wanted to make sure that he was being Machnas Orchim, so he went outside, and on the story goes. And of course, the three Malachim, the three angels, come to Avraham Avinu, and they come in the form of being Arabs, they come in the form of being Bedouins, and that's what Chazal describes, why he had to wash the feet and the hands, because didn't want the residue of Avodah Zarah in his tent. And that's the scene which is set in the beginning of the parasha. And in the middle of that scene, it says that Avram lifted his eyes and the three men were coming. All of a sudden, they had sort of appeared in front of him. He ran out despite his state of recovery, and he bent down. And Avraham Avinu said the words that Adonai, that my master, if I found favor in your eyes, do not be mavir, do not go past me, do not sort of skip over me, so to speak. There's a very famous machlokas in the Gemara, and this is what the Rishonim quote, as to who was this statement being addressed to. So Adonai, my Lord. So the pashtos of the psukim, the simple pshat, is that this is being addressed to the person of the malachim, the person of the Arabs, who appeared to be the leader of the group. So Avraham Avinu says in singular, Adonai, my master, my Lord, if I found favor in your eyes, stay with me. Do not depart from me. Okay, so we understand that concept very well. But the more surprising and the more difficult concept spoken about by Chazal is what I'm sure everyone's familiar with, that the Adonai in this case really is speaking about God. And Avraham Avinu tells God, who had come to be with him in that state of healing, he says, please, my Lord, if I found favor in your eyes, please do not leave me as I go to do the mitzvah of Chnasas Orchim. So Gemara says that based on this concept, so God Chnasas Orchim Mikumi Kabbalas Tnei Hashchina, that it's more important to receive guests than it is to even receive the Holy Presence. Now, it's not clear exactly what would be the context in which this Gemara would express itself. Does that mean that if a person could receive a guest, he should do that instead of davening? Like, it's not clear exactly how this would play out in real life, but either way, it's a fascinating religious concept that it's far more significant to be a good host than it is to accept the Holy Presence among you or within you. And the question I always had on this Gemara, on this Pasuk, is, you know, we understand living in a post-Abraham life that Hakmat Zorchin might have in some form greater value than Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. The question is, how did Avraham Avinu himself understand that? How did he know that it was morally appropriate to essentially put God on hold while he ran off to go greet these Bedouins, these Arabs? So a number of different answers can be provided to this question, and one is based on a comment that I saw by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky based on the Midrashim, namely that Avraham Avinu was very concerned about what the Umas Olam, what the nations of the world would say if he gave himself a bris milah, and the entire incident of the Akedah. Not that Avraham was self-conscious, but he did realize that his role on this earth was to be an Orla Goyim. He was supposed to be the person that recruited people towards monotheism. And how then would it seem if he's off, you know, doing damage to his body, if he's off bringing Yitzchak for the Akedah, and therefore Avraham understood his sort of role in the cosmos, his role as the person who was a a konen nefashos, someone who was acquiring souls, who was being the kairi people. And therefore, he understood that for him, for Avraham Avinu, it was more important to be a matnis oreach than a person who's sitting there just connecting in a singular way with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But another pshat is mentioned by the Maharal, and I've always loved this Maharal, although I mentioned it before in the past, that Avram's great koach was that he could see in a human being the godliness of that person. And Avram could look at someone and see the tselem kimbo, could see the God's sort of grace touching that individual. He could see the godliness of that individual. And Avram just intrinsically understood, as part of his search in life, that to be mekabel and to connect and to embrace the holiness within man, the godliness as it's played out in a human being, is far superior than just being mekabel God, b'chvod of atzmo. That the godliness in a human form and godliness in a lamaisa form is more significant than godliness just that exists in its pure form. And Avram understood that. And Avram understood that it was his role to embrace that and to embrace people because of the godliness that existed in a person. And that side of Avraham Avinu, the ultimate Baal Ma'amin, the ultimate person who sought God and seeks God, really dovetails with the person who's the Baal Chesed. Normally, if we think about a person, we say, well, that person is maybe a spiritual seeker, maybe he's intellectual, he's a philosopher. That often might not be the same person who's, baking cookies for everybody or having tons of people over their home. I mean, the person who's the philosopher and the thinker and the God grappler, so to speak, often is not the same person who's the paradigmatic Ish Chesed. But for Avraham Avinu, that was not true. I mean, that the depth of his emunah was that he saw godliness in the world. He saw godliness in people. He saw spirituality in man. And therefore, what would make more sense than reaching out to those very people and to have the open home and to try to embrace people because exactly of the sanctity of man. Therefore, Avraham understood that far more important than being paid a visit by God in a pure form was to bring God into his home in the human form. What a beautiful lesson that is for us when we see another human being, when we see Klal Yisrael, when we see any person, to immediately connect and look for and see the godliness of that person. And if we can, and if we do, then the whole way in which we approach that relationship or human interactions, or relations with our family, become so transformed by that. This is one of the many, many beautiful lessons of the life of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the person that integrated emunah and chesed in his perception of people and godliness in those people. And Amir Tashem, in our own lives, we can continue to walk in the footsteps of the Eitan, the strong one, who himself believed in God, discovered God, and then spent a lifetime discovering that godliness in everyone he met around him. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Hmm. Ah.